This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Before diving into today's episode, did you know that this podcast has a supporters club? By becoming a member, you not only gain access to exclusive content, but also play a crucial role in supporting your favorite podcast. See the link in the episode description to find out more. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Jeez, where was I at? We're going on to 10:30 or so, man. Like, you're supposed to be here at 10. Oh, man, the holidays really do bring out the best in me. I mean, what I remember was, I remember drinking some eggnog, and I remember going ahead and doing some cyber shopping. And hopefully that all gets here a lot earlier than I did tonight. Oh, man, but you can tell this is just the best time of the year. Well, one of them anyway. I mean, like, I don't have a problem with the holidays. Holidays are pretty exciting. That is, unless you're dealing with a bunch of people out there who, seemingly put it on hold because it's been a crazy year. But, I mean, come on. This is the last year, hopefully, of this nonsense. But, you know, I can see more crazy stuff coming. But hopefully we get COVID out of our lives and get some sort of, regularity back. And you know you want to be regular. You want to make it through these times a little bit easier, if you will. I know I do. But one way or another, I'm here now, so... Hey, actually, look. What is the... Oh, my God. This is a horrible lineup. Tubi's starting to get all these cool horror movies right now. Damn. Nah. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to, you know, be full of cheer and stuff like that. I mean, I don't mind horror movies, but these... I could have used some of these for the Monster Fest. Ah, damn. Anyway, look. We're going to start off the Holiday Fest just right because... It's better late than never, and I'm here now. So, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J-Man Show, here for episode 181! Ha! Yes! It feels good, man. I mean, this whole week has been kind of odd for me anyway, you know, things have been pushed back a little bit, we're doing the alternative schedule, but hey, once again, I'm here, and we are kicking off the Holiday Fest, of course, you know, and as we should, every single one of us out there should be enjoying the Yule Tides right now. I mean, after all, it's all about enjoyment, and that was my elbow rubbing against the mic. Damn, I got some big elbows, man. But then again, you know, hey, trying to get swole here. You know, things need to be done, and that's the way about it. I ain't waiting until no January just to kick some ass. You know what I'm saying? I hope to be looking, well, I already look great, but you know what I mean. Add to that greatness a little bit. Just like quite a few of my friends out here that are killing it. I mean, just because we can't go to certain public places, I mean, Delaware's starting to shut down again, believe it or not. Like, well, then again, it... How can I put it? Delaware is not necessarily shutting down, per se, because we really can't. Like, about two-thirds of our businesses around here are, quote, essential businesses. So one way or another, you'll probably get, like, one area that's shut down, maybe, like, one out of, let's say one out of five, you know, that's usually how it goes, because I remember, like, when the first wave hit, man, like, my job wasn't gonna shut down, I had to go, you know what I'm saying, and when I kept going, you know, one way or another, I felt like the odd man out, but there wasn't, too many places that shut down. You understand what I'm saying? Like certain event outlets, like the racetrack, that shut down, or certain casinos weren't open, stuff like that. You know, it was kind of odd, but one way or another, like just we were still pretty much open. We just, well, for those that don't work at essential places, as they put it, you know, they didn't have to go to work and all that kind of stuff. And with the way things are starting to get hiked up and all these new things happening right now, you wonder what it's going to be about from here on out. But hopefully we go ahead and we lower down the spike so that things can get a little bit of normalcy. And it's odd if I'm talking about normalcy because Lord knows I'm not normal. And it makes you wonder, like, what exactly normal is. Because, once again, these, quote, normal people out here, they don't have it all figured out. That's why they're all out here doing a bunch of crazy things. Just like what's going on over there in the good state of Texas. Now, I got a lot of friends and family in Texas. Like, you know, I feel for y'all going through what you're going through and everything. And I can't hold it against you, but the odd things... I'm looking at, like, what Ted Cruz is doing. I'm looking at, like, what certain people of power are doing right now, and they're allying themselves with the biggest xenophobe in our history. I mean, not to say that all the xenophobia came from Trump, but quite a lot of it is. The machinations of it all is astounding to me. The man can't even lose with dignity, and people are backing this. This is not how you handle it, okay? You know, you had your fun. The 3 to 4 years that you were floating around in there, it's over. You don't have to be like, oh, it's rigged, it's rigged. He said the same crap in 2016 and still, quote, won. Okay? I've never seen such a childish, sad behavior. And you want to know the worst thing about it all? These are adults. These are grown people. These are people twice. I don't know where the opposition keeps coming from people twice my age. Just like when I talked about, you know, Remy Stone last episode. And well, you know, Keith isn't twice my age. Keith is about in the same age group, and I let him know it. I'm like, hey, pal, you want to say some things? Let's go out in the back and handle our differences, huh? We can go a few rounds if you want. Scared the living hell out of him when I said that. You know, the truth is that, yeah, I have no problems with going into fisticuffs just to solve an issue here. I mean, one way or another, there's people out here that talk some serious trash, and Lord knows, you can tell that they have never been in a fight. But I guarantee, like, you know, if they get one little impact, they're going to fall apart. The wind from a punch alone would make some of these people cry. And I'm not implying this kind of stuff, believe it or not. Not about the hate speech, but some of this stuff is just sad. Like, you know what I mean? Talk about, like, conflict. Yeah, they start conflict. And then when the comeuppance comes, as, like, what Mordo said in Doctor Strange, the bill always arrived due. You know what I'm saying? The payment must be made, and they can't handle it. It's so sad, you know what I'm saying? Ridiculous. And as I speak about this, though, keep in mind, now, as I cover certain things in the J-Man show, don't let that deter you from enjoying jams. Jams is still a pretty good event, just like the J-Man show is. It's just one way or another, I'm covering all of the problems and all of the circumstances in the J-Man show. And that's just how it goes. I remember when certain people are like, you know, you do this on the other content and stuff. It's two different shows, pal. Same guy, two different shows. And the thing is this, you know, when somebody speaks about the stuff that goes down, it should never really go against how you feel. I mean, let's talk about our feelings a little bit. Let's bring it to the forefront. When I speak about this stuff, you know, there's a reason behind it. We need to learn from it. We need to do better. It's just like, you know, when you speak about certain issues that were not resolved. Like, the mainstream media won't stick to that stuff because guess what? There's either little to no money in it, or, you know, it's just not the talking town right now. Remember, like, when the coronavirus was allegedly dying down, but then racial strife came up? And then, like, you know, there was a moment where coronavirus wasn't being talked about. And then all of a sudden, when racial strife started dying down a little bit, according to mainstream media, because if you really pay attention, it didn't die down. Once again, you know, they weren't really talking about it. They were finding more and more things. And then you got like certain other people out there would love to bury that because they don't want to own up to it. And I can understand. It's all about how you want to go about it, but you can't turn a blind eye to certain stuff. It's not helpful. And it makes you, and it really outlines a lot of things. Like, I'll be honest with you, like, it has always been around, but the first 4 years of this crap coming to a head from certain people who allegedly live in that false sense of security, yeah, pretty much told me all I needed to know. And it's going to take some time to heal, and we got to make that healing. But once again, like, you know, don't call people out on their name, but don't let them call you out on, you know, out of your name either. It's a respect thing. It's, once again, if you want to fix the problem, fix the problem. But a lot of people don't want to own up to that. And that's why we are where we are. Even here in December. You understand what I'm saying? So, looking back on a few things, like, this is the time where, you know, a lot of people look at, like, how many plays they gotten for their raps or how many, you know, outstanding things they did over the year. If anything, you're doing, like, a year in review. And as you should, like, a lot of people take things out on 2020. I mean, a lot of us didn't know that this was happening. A lot of us had to change a few things. I understand that. But you got to figure this, you know, were there some victories that you made this year? I know that there were some victories I made. One way or another, I didn't know that J360 Productions would get the growth that it did. I didn't know that, once again, like, all the people that I've met so far to get to this level would be there. And I'm doing what I can to give them the best push I can and keep making great content for all of you. And you never know who you inspire. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm inspiring anybody out there, you know what? Hey, let's do this then. Let's run our race. Let's just get out there and make it happen. And then, you know, I made a few episodes where, you know, I talked about society's sickness and all of its ignorance and uptightness and all. And I meant everything I said. I'm not going to apologize. Forget that. But the truth is that, you know, making it through this time, you just got to be honest about things. You know, what do you stand for? What's your idea about everything? And that's what it was all about. And still is about to this day. Because, once again, I don't stand for xenophobia. I don't stand for, like, racial strife and all this hatred. I believe everybody deserves a fair chance and has to work for that chance and can get it done. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you're one of those entitled people, I mean, that's all up to you, but how do you carry yourself? See? And those are questions that should be answered next year. But as I look back in the year in review, you know, I have a year-end special, by the way, and it's called this, J360 at Year's End. Yeah, and more or less is like really focuses on one of the shows from the J360 Productions lineup, and that show is the one that ends all of this stuff as a huge party for the end of 2020. I still have to figure out which day it's going to land on for Year's End this year, because one way or another, that's what I had a problem with on the Mini Bites earlier. Like, are we going to go ahead and end it on, you know, on the day, which is a Thursday next, you know, next time around? Not next week, but the week after, I think, a couple of weeks after, if I'm not mistaken. Should we end it on a Thursday or on Friday, which is New Year's Day, even though some of y'all are recovering from dry heaves and all, or however you want to party? I'm sure some of y'all have plans. Do we just break in 2021 and just act a fool that day? Because you see, New Year's Day is actually a Friday. So, you know, why not go ahead? And it is a couple of weeks after the last, you know, Jams 13. I'm thinking that might be the perfect time for us to just go ahead and at least break in 2020. But however, I'll leave that up to you guys. I'm sure some of y'all listening to this show right now will probably bring it up to my attention and be like, hey Jay, are we going to do jams on New Year's Day? And I'll probably be sitting there and be like, could be. But it really depends on how you guys feel about it, you know? Like I said, when we have the Holiday Fest, we're not going to just talk about, like, some of the commercialized things and the holidays and all. We're going to talk about how we're going to celebrate and enjoy them. We're going to go ahead and get out of our shell a little bit. I mean, we've all earned it. Party it up. Like, as I spoke about the stuff that goes on here, that's not really the main crux of this episode. I'm just saying one way or another, just be happy. Be open. Like, let's do cool things. And that's what we're gonna do. Like, even as I look at some of these horror movies like Krampus and Santa's Sleigh, which, by the way, Bill Goldberg as Santa Claus. Where can you go wrong with this? I mean, it's just as crazy as, like, you know, when, what was it, Santa with Muscles with a Hulk Hogan in it? Now, say what you will about Hulk Hogan, right? But, you know, I like the character of Hulk Hogan, not the character of Terry Bollea. When old Uncle Terry did what he did, I kind of was like, you know what? Yeah, I get it. See, it's that other side of finding out, like, what your favorite wrestler was all about. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know how these characters are larger than life and they take you away from certain things, and it's like a soap opera in action, and then one way or another you're just like, you know, it's fake, but at the same time you don't give a damn because there's it takes you away. It's escapist entertainment. That's why I love wrestling. I don't like what WWE does in terms of some of their support shows like Total Divas and all that kind of stuff. I mean, even that one show that they had where it focused on the background of it, I was like, okay, well, I get that because these people are actually trying to have a job in the wrestling career, you know. But whereas with Total Divas, it's on the E! Network, and, you know, the E! Network is built around that whole background drama and stuff like that. I mean, you know, one way or another, it just, it functions like that. Not to say, like, you know, it's not a bad network. I'm sure it's great for some people. It just, you know. You know, it's kind of like when you watch the Hallmark Channel around this time of the year, and you get, like, that superficial Christmas movie that comes up where it's the quirky girl, she doesn't really have anyone, and then all of a sudden there's this beautiful person played by a model of sorts, and he's either into woodcutting or something like that, but beauty's never tarnished, and they, you know, eventually, after a series of missteps, they start to date and like each other, but the midpoint of the movie, controversy comes up, and somebody of prominence in either one of their lives doesn't like what's going on, so they try to make a way to ruin it, and then all of a sudden, at that last minute, it could either be a giant ass pool or something naturally cute, they fall back in love, and then all of a sudden, that's the end of the movie. And then the sequel might deal with the wedding and all the misfunctions there, and the third one might deal with the children and what they go through. It's every year. Come on. And I'm just pointing that out there, because some of these things are like paint by numbers. You've seen it before. Some of you seen, like, God, what was the one? The Holiday Prince or something like that? Like, you've seen these things. And truth be told, like, while they can be kind of hokey sometimes, I mean, it's good entertainment. You know, you hope for, like, magical moments like that to happen. So, you know, that's what the Hallmark Channel is built off of. One way or another, you get my drift. And then I look at it like, you know, the other Lifetime movie channel where, you know, a lot of series happens, and then at the end of the day, the boyfriend's a complete jerk. But at the end of the day, like, the deckhand that was there was always beneficial, and that's the one that the main girl should be with. You know, that happens too. I mean, like, I'm sitting there looking at this stuff and I'm like, huh, well, when's Rudolph coming on? Oh, nothing against, like, romance films, I'm just, you know, pointing that out. But sometimes you can see it, like, this is me as a screenwriter, so I see all that kind of stuff and I'm like, yeah, this is about the same. And that's when, you know, I go ahead and I drink my cocoa and I shut up and let y'all enjoy it, if you will. Hey, which, by the way, I want to go ahead and give a couple of shout-outs to certain EPs that came out this year. I know that the album Spotlight has been taking off, and I love it. And I hope you guys enjoy that feature. It's actually on j360productions.com. So is a lot of the other content that I've made, and other things in J360 Productions will be on that website, because that is the central hub for you. Now, for a lot of y'all that are wondering about YouTube, well, I'll tell you that after I go ahead and do these EP recommendations. But the first one is called Toy Box by a good friend of mine named Dreadbeat. Now, he made his appearance on a few episodes of J360 Jams, and we got to hear some of his work. He functioned under the prototype name of Toys in the Attic, but then he went ahead and he reworked his image, he changed a few things, things and called himself Dreadbeat, and it's stuck ever since. The one that came out is called Toy Box. And I hold that as a high recommendation. It's 5 tracks of greatness. You have got to listen to it sometimes. You can either purchase it from his website, which is dreadbeat.com. That's spelled dreadbeat.com. Check that out sometime. And just go through it. Listen to every single track. You can even listen to it on my website under the albums of the week sidebar. That's something that, you know, once again, it'll blow you away. The man mixed so many different, you know, genres and sound waves together, and it's just chez magnifique. So I can only imagine what his next album is going to be. So shout outs to Dreadbeat for that. And the second one that really stuck out to me, and this particular person dedicated his EP to me, is called The Many Shades of Black by Dark 83. Shout outs to Dark 83. I'm blown away by his growth. I mean, one way or another, he, like Dreadbeat, made multiple appearances on J360 Jams, and I am glad to have met him as well. That EP, I was waiting for it. And this is before I even knew about the dedication. I was waiting for this album to come out. Because when I hear people who I play on J360 Jams and that I talk to, you know, I'm blown away by what inspires them and keeps them going. You understand what I'm saying? And certain people out there, they have a unique sound and a unique riff, and it's only going to evolve as they keep producing and coming with different techniques, and Dark 83 is no different. You know what I'm saying? He's no different than any of them out there. He's just getting his Dire Straits, and every single song out there is just incredible. The Many Shades of Black by Dark 83. It's phenomenal. It's a great EP, and I very much so recommend it. Matter of fact, both EPs are going to be on the album spotlights. I have not told you guys what the numbers are for those yet, but when they pop up on there, you're definitely going to enjoy it. And another thing is, for those of you that were waiting for this particular episode, I had it planned for me to go ahead and talk about those EPs. And I want to give another shout out to Dark 83. Hey, brother, you keep making magic like this, all right? Only one way to go, and that is up. And you've already set the base. Same thing with you, Dreadbeat. And we still got a lot of J360 jams to go through. And like, that's the truth, you know? Like, I plan on doing all these shows for at least 2 to 3 more years. And then, there's one thing about the J-Man show, you know? It's like wearing a pair of, you know, a favorite pair of shoes. You'll never want to get out of them. They will always be there, and it's just like, you know, it feels so good. Like, I always look forward to doing all the shows, but the J-Man show, one way or another, is the crux. It holds it all together. And the truth be told, it's just like, you know, that level, you know, I always look to see, like, where to elevate from time to time. And even with J360 TV on the horizon, it can be done. So, you know, you just see how it all goes down. I remember a lot of people asking me about my Twitch and, like, my plans for it. And yeah, I got the notes, I got everything what I want to do, so I'm going to hit it off. Especially with my good friend Beat 'em Down over there saying a few things. Yeah, I heard him. I'm like standing there, and I'm like tilting my head at what he was talking about. I'm glad he's feeling better, by the way, because I was really concerned. Yeah, turns out I have that ability. But he was over there, and he was coming back to stream, and he did that yesterday, which was astounding. And he's like, I can't let Brady win. I can't let... I was like, wow. Okay, well, you come on back to Halo Night, sir. You come on ahead, and you face me in any of my Xbox games. We're not doing Dead or Alive 6, though. That's BS, man. I took the time to actually look at some of the add-ons for that. I'm not paying $100 or so just for the costumes. I mean, for computerized images, it's amazing to see how that series has evolved. And I'm not just talking jiggle effects. I'm talking just with, you know, stripperific things. But I'm not paying $100 for that. That's like, you know, when PlayStation Home was a thing and you had to... You know, you could customize your space any way you wanted to for your avatar, but you paid all that money just for, like, shoes with the Nike logo and all that other stuff. And it's like, you know, I'm not into it. You know, little things like that. Whereas it'd be better off if you designed certain skins on your own. And for those of you that remember PlayStation Home, that was in a beta forever, wasn't it? I mean, the concept was good. I mean, Second Life was huge at the time, right? So why not take something like that to make it interesting? But there's other ways you could use your avatar for certain things. But, you know, I have not seen so many people screw up the whole avatar thing other than, like, maybe Facebook. Because I looked at the avatar that Facebook made for me, and I don't know who the hell that is, but that ain't me. That's why I always got, like, my other avatar. One way or another, I always have a way where I can outdo that stuff. You know, that's just the way it is. Not tooting my own horn, I'm just saying, you know, yeah, that doesn't look a damn thing like me. And it's just the way it goes. But you know, one way or another, I want to give a shout out to Beat 'Em Down because he's doing a great job on Twitch. And, like, when I bring up that kind of stuff, it's just a friendly rivalry. I know, like, some people want to get stuff twisted. And I'm like this, yeah, we're going to face off one day. And truth be told, it'll be one of the most phenomenal matches, and you guys are invited. Which is why I'm making sure, like, all these things for the power player are in sync with each other. Because I can't face Beat 'Em Down and then, like, have bad audio, you know what I mean? Sound like that Burger King that's in town. That's not good. Which, by the way, somebody just sent me a message. You know, people love to talk to me when I'm doing the shows. You know what I'm saying? It just takes it away from here. Which, by the way, I want to say this. It's cool that you guys listen to my shows and post, and I will recommend that. But, you know, if you ever want to really kick it with me and, like, talk to me on the level, do a few Q&As and stuff, you can do that here on the J-Man Show, too. I mean, I'm broadcasting live every night at 10 p.m. Eastern nowadays. Because, you know, jams really cemented that. Because for a while there, like, you know, it was always around, like, either 7 or 9, but I figure for you guys, and it helps the people on the West Coast a little bit better if I go ahead and I just do it at 10. So, you know, this is for you. One way or another, it's me giving you guys a little bit of a leg up. So, it works. Always making adjustments, y'all. That's how we do things here, if you will. But speaking of which, though, if anything, and if Beat 'Em Down's listening to this, by the way, shout out to your brother, once again. And also, if you really want to fight me, man, go get Street Fighter 30th Anniversary on Xbox. That's the best way right now. You don't have to be petty. You don't have to show me UFC 3 because one way or another, I can't even locate a copy of that game. Unless it's online. And even then, I'm like, when's UFC 4 coming out? Because it should be about that time, right? Like when the newest model comes out. But I do know one thing did come out this year that really got my attention. Well, two things. But that's something I can talk about at another time. But for, like, Beat 'Em Down or anything like that, face me on the granddaddy of them all, man. Face me on, like, a learning curve that both you and I know. Face me on Street Fighter. That's it. Like, I say that to anybody. Let's just duke it out on Street Fighter sometime. That's the way it is. I mean, I could go ahead and get Mortal Kombat Ultimate, but Mortal Kombat Ultimate is cross-play now, right? So I could utilize PlayStation 4 for that. It's just that one way or another. They should be pushing that, by the way. So we'll figure all that stuff out. We'll get there, like, one way or another. I am not against facing you. I'll face you either with the graphics of the Power Play, or I'll face you in bare bones. It does not bother me. Because as long as you see this J360 production symbol here, it's a me, man. Oh, by the way, and I want to give a shout out to another podcaster not too long ago. I have another feature on the J360 Productions website, which is about due for some more installments, and we still got parts of, we're going into the weekend, so more of the blog postings for that will appear. It's called J-Man's Greatest Crossovers, and it focuses on when I teamed up with a lot of different content creators and producing this series. Now, certain episodes that are from, like, the J-Man Show, I did cross over with different ones, but this is all about, like, where I actually was invited or invaded other shows, and there were quite a lot of them I did invade, and some of these people that I've actually listened to on the daily while producing my own series, you know, I hope to do more crossovers with them as we go into a new year, so that's why I'm going back and I'm focusing on them. And you see, I had another one not too long ago. We made this one out of the blue because I said, you know, I've been at this for like 5 years now in terms of J360 Radio, and we have yet to make a crossover. And he was like, well, hey, let's just go ahead and do something at this time. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then that person is actually Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience. And his show is phenomenal. you got to check him out sometime. So I highly recommend Delvin Cox's experience, in much in the same way that I recommend the 3R show, which is Random Ramblings with Rob, and then, you know, Cult 45 podcast, the Roman Podding cast, and you know, the Horribly Awkward podcast show, so on and so forth here. And then, of course, you know, Panophobia podcast. It's just name dropping as much as I can, y'all. In one way or another, you know, I'm hoping I'm not leaving anybody out, but I'm sure, because it's me, there's one person out there floating in space somewhere. So if that's the case, I'm sure whoever that individual is, I apologize if I can't think of you right now. But one way or another, I'm sure you're very important, and you will be featured on that J-Man's Greatest Crossovers, you know, outlet. And truth be told, no, I know it is. The S. Anthony Thomas show. See? Hey, S-Man, don't get mad at me for that. You know how it is. When you get to this point in your age, you know, you get a little senile. Especially when you're hitting that 34, boy. Which isn't bad, you know. I don't mind being 34. Hell, there ain't nothing I can do about it. Could you imagine me trying to regress and actually, you know, trying to wear like little kid style clothes and saying, I will always be a certain age. I will never grow up. I'm Peter Pan. Yeah, right. That ain't gonna work. With the beard I got, sheesh. Yeah, puberty comes in many forms, y'all. Let's go ahead and do something cool. Hey, speaking of which, that's actually kind of funny. Let me go ahead and try to say this. Welcome to the J-Man Show with... Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. That ain't right, y'all. Ain't right! Ain't right! Yeah, I ain't trying that ever again. But yeah, you know, like, a lot of people helped me along the way, so give back to them as well. That's what December should be about, you know, give back to the great things that you've done this year, which is why it's all about the jingle jingle, man, you know? And especially when J360 Hangouts gets its shape and size... Which, by the way, I found the theme song for it. I found a lot of different musical tones for that show. So that's something to look forward to. We're going to have a ball with this one. You know? And one way or another, don't be shy. If you want to be on J360 Hangouts, of course, just email me, j360productions@outlook.com, and we can go ahead and work out an idea or a plan for it. Every time, it should be something new, and it should be open for all of you out there. And it takes place during the time when, you know, there isn't a Jams episode happening. You get what I'm saying? They both fluctuate and work together. So that's just how that's gonna go. And it's just taking it to the next level. Now, speaking of which, some people have asked me also, like, will I start doing more movie reviews on j360productions.com? You got it. Yeah, you got it. I remember when I was doing, like, the Bloody Knuckles ratings for Monster Fest, which, by the way, it's coming back next year. And there won't be any pauses this time because I got it all figured out. Oh, yes. And the movie lineup is going to be stellar. I mean, this year's movie lineup, I should say, wasn't too bad. But this particular one, I'm going to have it all taken care of, and we won't have to worry about what comes in the mail anymore. So that way, all we got to do is just coast on through. And then the same thing with the Holiday Fest, you know, shape it up, and then we'll have a bigger, better time this time. And who knows, J360 TV could take the forefront of all that stuff. I mean, a lot of y'all ask me, like, when there's going to be more videos and stuff and everything. Now, here's how that goes. We won't have Bloody Knuckles for the Holiday Fest. Somebody else sent me a message. It's just a running gag, folks. I mean, one way or another, I can't win with the notifications around here. like that stuff will just pop up any and everywhere. It's kind of like when the alarm goes off. And I remember having an episode where that happened. Yeah, it was funny. Oh, boy. I'm sure it's something important, and I'll get to it later. But, you know, the thing with the Holiday Fest ratings, how you guys want to go about that? Three Rudolph noses, is that what y'all want to do? Because we could go ahead and do that. I can't do Bloody Knuckles for it, but I could do something that's, you know, really sticks out for you all. Maybe, yeah, three reindeer noses. Oh, that sounds gross. Yeah, let's go for that. You know what I mean? It's a prototype. Why not? Red lights are glowing. Oh, man. And then, you know what? Hey, Oh, and somebody asked me this. I've got to get all this Christmas music together. No, you don't have to get Christmas music together for J360 Jams. Not this time. It's just part of the holiday fest, okay? You know what I mean? If anything, it's all about the music. One way or another, it's not absolute. Like, we just sit back there and, you know, jing, 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 Jingle Bell Rock. I mean, if you want to do a remix of Jingle Bell Rock, we'll happily play that. But, you know, one way or another, it's all about just enjoying ourselves and having a good time. And I hope to provide that for you all as we go through this. And speaking of which, hey, Major League's on the Tubi lineup. I love this movie. It reminds me of Necessary Roughness, that movie with the college football team. Hey, speaking of which, we should have a sports week sometime, huh? Yeah, I kind of left sports alone a little bit. Look, I don't know what's going on with the Eagles as much as anything else, but I see Jalen Hurts is out there getting some good time. I sure hope he's ready, because, man, I don't think Carson got a fair shake at all. I really don't. See, sometimes I think, like, he's either traumatized by something or his play style is just, somebody is not working with him and it's showing. And he's not burning on all cylinders like he used to be. You know what I mean? He's regressed awfully. But you know what's going to happen, right? Eventually, he'll probably have to go to another team after they get through that whole franchise tagging and all. And he'll go over there. They'll work with his play style. He'll become a stud, whereas God knows what the quarterback situation will probably be. Because, you know, Jalen Hurts has a skill set there, but I'm just thinking, like, is it a little too soon for this? So, it's certain questions I have. Either way, it's kind of a hot dumpster fire over here in the NFC East. Even though, at the same time, you see, like, certain other teams are winning. Like, Washington doesn't have a name right now, and then all of a sudden, they're kicking ass. Which, I'm sure my older brother is probably out there just reveling in it, but I'm sitting there looking at him, I'm like, you mother. Oh, man. Now, that situation will take care of itself. But you know how that goes. I would love to do the sports show again. And speaking of which, I do have a sports show. And I flex its muscles, too, in addition to everything else. Because why not, you know? Sky's the limit in 2021, guys. I'm just open to seeing how things grow. Now, is there going to be additional on-air talent? Why not? Yeah, let's see how that go down. Let's see. I'm not making any promises, and I'm not denying it. But here, as we go about this stuff, and we're ending off this year, I'm just saying all the optimism is going to be looking good. You get me? And that's what you should keep. You want things to change, because, you know, every year has its good and its bad, and I don't want to focus on the bad. But I'm not going to completely turn that off. But this is the season for all of us to come out, enjoy ourselves, you know, do a few things, hopefully with the power play starting up by tomorrow, you know, or parts of it, that is, starting up tomorrow, you know, I help get you guys away from certain trivial things. So, that's what we're going to do then. And if anything else, if you guys have any Christmas stories you want me to tell you or things you want to tell me, you know, of course, email me, j360productions@outlook.com. And then put in, you know, in the subject box, something you want to talk about. Like, let's just go ahead and do that stuff. And the chat box is here, as usual. So anytime you guys want to pop in and say some things, it's all up to you. Sky's the limit. And I got to hurry up and get off this thing and go ahead and take a look at, oh my God, I'm out of eggnog. Refill! Anyway, I'll see you all later. This is the J-Man signing off, of course. Y'all take it easy and stay healthy and all. And please wear a mask. I mean, let's just get through this. All right? Okay. This is the J-Man signing off. Laters.